Big special.
Yes, Lord.
Trust that the Holy Spirit has taken control of every thought and plans. And one thing we do know is that this service was ordained by you before the foundation. So God, help us to all find our place here, and Father, just settle our minds and settle our hearts. But we will go and just come and speak to us as you would speak to Adam and Eve. Take control of the Jimmy tonight, Lord. Prayer. They will be seen in Christ being on display. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing this chorus. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. He is worthy, worthy. He is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, yes, he's worthy, worthy. Is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is. Oh, he is worthy, worthy. Oh, he is good. Yes. Yes, he's worthy. Oh, he is good. Yes. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks. Oh, Lord, to the Lord. For he is good. Yes. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks. Yes, unto the Lord. For he is good. Yes. He is worthy, he is worthy, oh, worthy. Yes, he is good, yes, he is worthy, oh, worthy. Oh, he is good, yes. Oh, give thanks, oh, give thanks, oh, unto the Lord, for he is good, yes. Oh, give thanks, oh, give thanks, yes, unto the Lord, for he is good, yes. He is worthy, oh, worthy, yes, he is good, oh. Hey, he is worthy, oh, yes, he's worthy, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, now he is worthy. Oh, worthy. Yes, he is good. Oh, my God, he is worthy. Yes, he's worthy. Oh, he is good. Say, let your past, don't give back. Yes, he is good. Oh, he is good. Well, oh, give thanks, oh, give thanks, yes, I see that. Oh, he is good, for he is good. Amen. Y'all clapping your hands, but he real good to you. Amen, amen, amen. He is good. I want to sing one more song. We're going to have Brother Jimmy come shortly. But I did want to sing this song, at the cross where I first saw the light, the burdens of my heart just rolled away. Amen. Let's just sing a new chorus to that. Praise the Lord. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there, I will be my friend, and I will be your friend. You roll on the way. What can we be, my friend? I'm happy beyond the day. Yeah. Have a and the way I do, all the way I do. In the world,
saints rest their way into the house of the Lord. You know, this is a night where I always think about someone telling me, like, you got two telephone poles running wire, and you know, got that wire strung up. So when the wire gets a little drooping, just a little bit, what you have to do is stick another telephone pole right in the middle to keep it straight. And what those two end points mean is Sunday to Sunday. But on Wednesday, you got to stick another pole up to keep it straight. Amen. So tonight, we come with unexpectation. And typically, I always let the church know that we have a guest minister. But I got contacted by Brother Jamie yesterday. He said, Brother Jamie is here. Would you like to have him for Wednesday night? I said, well, I'll tell you what, let's see how we can accommodate this and make it work. And I'm glad it all able to work out. Brother Dave, Sister Hannah, to be with us. And we're just looking forward to what God got in store for us tonight. He's not a stranger. He's been here before. Amen. A pastor from Zambia. Amen. But we're just happy to have him come by one more time to be with us. So let's just say praise the Lord as Brother Jim. Come, amen. Tonight, God bless you. Praise you, Lord.
Christ. See
it for a while. For giving me this opportunity to stand before you. It's good to be here again. It's been a year since I came here. It's been a lot of passing around again this Easter period. Amen. God bless you so much. I'll sing you a song before we go to the Word. Who can take a heart that's broken, make it over again? But I know a man who can.
Oh, yeah.
I can't take a soul that's sincere, wash it white as the snow, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of men. I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. If you feel that no one loves you and your life is out of hand, oh yes, I know a man who can. I can't walk upon the water, come the dark and raging sea, but I know a man who can. I can't cause blind eyes to open or make the lame to walk again, but I know a man who can. Oh, oh, oh. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of men, but I call him Jesus, for he's my dearest friend. And if you feel that no one loves you and your life is out of hand, yes, I know a man who can. Amen. Praise God. I'll request you to stand so that we read the Bible. I want to thank you, Brother David, Sister Anna, for Ubering around. Rajin says they're the ones who are going to be the Uber, taking me around. I'm happy to see the team, the girls there, Sister Esther and team. Amen. I call them team. They once visited us when we were at Brother David's place when it was Sister Anna's birthday. So we had a good time together. Amen. Good to see you, sisters. Amen. We're going to read from the book of Matthew 27. I'm trying to combine things. The message I want to preach is like three things in one. So let's see what it does. Sister Hannah, you have to do what you do. What you do. My laptop is refusing to open. Matthew 27. Let's go basically to paragraph verse 50, I think, because it's refusing to open. But we'll get it opened. The devil fighting, eh?
How can an outdoor refuse to open? Matthew 27, let's look at verse 50. What does it say? And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the grave after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. Now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake, and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. Amen. Well, while we're standing, let us also read Romans 12, verse 1. So I'm going to combine things because I only have today, so I have to be very fast. You bear with me, I have to be cruising. Because for Jim, we'll do three series of the same thing, so I'll compact them. Now, it's Romans 12, yes. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Amen. We may be seated while I pray. And Father, we read the scriptures. May you help us in the little time that we have to break the bread of life, that it will help us to be better. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Okay, so when I came into US, we were launching our 45 days of covenant prayer of dedication. So this year, I was telling you, Abrajin, this year in our church, we started covenant programs. I think the theme of the year, we said we're going to call it Making Achievements Through Covenant Prayers. Yeah. So I learned that these prayers that we pray, sometimes today you pray, tomorrow you don't, they're not very effective. The scripture says in Hebrews, I think 11 verse 6, it says, they that come to God must know that he is, and a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Where we fail usually is we do seek him, but we don't seek him diligently. So when you make covenant programs, you find that it automatically makes you diligent. For example, look at Daniel. I think it's chapter 10. The Bible says he started praying and gave himself to pray for 3 full weeks. He actually says 3 full weeks. There's a word full there. Every day of those 3 weeks, every day he was praying. Amen. So you find he made a covenant, he made a plan, he made an agreement with God and himself. So automatically he has to honor his part. And as long as he honors his part, God will also honor his part. Sometimes the scripture also says when two people agree are touching anything, here or there, it shall be done in heaven. So you can agree to say, we're going to pray 3 days. We'll fast for the pastor, for the anointing, for the church. You will see more effectiveness in that kind of prayer. Amen. So I just thought of sharing this with you. The day we started our prayer last Wednesday, when I just landed in US, my first night in US, we were launching our 45 days of prayer dedication of our prayer. And before that, from January to beginning April, we had 90 days of repentance. Every household should have picked 1 hour from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. the following day. Each household should pick 1 hour to pray. And then we were praying repentance, worship, warfare, prayer request. Every 1 hour, every day for 90 days. So after that, so we even created a group which we were calling prayer relay. So when you finish, when you start, you post starting in the group. And when you finish, you say done. Another one says starting. Another one says done. All the way up to the morning. Amen. I believe such kind of prayer are the bride of Christ to achieve more. So let's consider that. That night when I did that, the first night when we were launching the prayer dedication, in that night I had a dream. I dreamt an angel appeared to me in the dream. And I was asking him questions. And one of the things that I asked him was, what am I supposed to do? I was trying to do something. Then he told me, don't do that. That's not your area. Your job is to encourage the children of God. Amen. So I'm here to encourage you in the faith so that you are embedded. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I'm seeing the grace of God that way. Sometimes when you're so much in prayer, God is close. You can hear God speak. I usually hear testimonies from Sister Hannah. She'll tell me, maybe I've been praying for a week and the Lord spoke this to me. Sometimes you want God to speak to you, but you're not in a state to hear God speak to you. You're so far away. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Okay, let's go to our subject. My subject, since it's a combined, so it will be longer. I'm getting the inspiration from that message that day on Calvary. But we'll make the title like this: What Calvary Meant and Did, and What We Need to Do for It. Amen. What Calvary Meant and Did, and What We Have to Do for It. So there are three things there. The prophet in the message that day on Calvary talks about three aspects. He says what it meant, what it did, and what are you going to do for it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So let us read Isaiah chapter 6. It's still part of the story. And then I load all the bullets. We shoot and we check and shoot a bit. Amen. Isaiah 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw sitting upon a hand lifted up, and the trains filled the air. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings, with twain he held his face, with twain he covered his feet, with twain he did fly. One cried unto another, saying, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the air filled with smoke. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a knife coal in his hand, which he took, taken from the altar, with a trunk from off the altar. And he laid upon the Lord, and said, Lord, he has thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thou being quick. Amen. Romans chapter 1. Okay, so we can start shooting now. So, some of the things that I will say, I will quote, but due to time, some of them I'm just saying. Amen. So, when man was created, God created man to stay in the presence of God. To be in the network, just like a phone. A phone has to be in the network for it to be effective. So a human being was supposed to stay in the presence of God. But because of sin, they found themselves out of the presence of God. And the prophet says, man became a wonder. Hallelujah. A wonder is a pilgrim of difference. A pilgrim knows where he's coming from and knows where he's going. So we are not wanderers, sister, we are not wanderers. We are pilgrims. Amen. We are on a journey going to where we know. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But man became a wonder those days before that day on Calvary. They wandered from desert to mountains. They wandered all over, and they climbed and sought the good things that they had lost. But it was nowhere to be found. There was no way. The prophet says, but man knew that if he could ever get back in the presence of God, they will walk it over. And the relationship will come back again. But there was no way to go back to the presence of God. But we thank God for that tale of Calvary. There came one from glory. His name is Jesus. And he went all the way. When he reached Gethsemane, he saw in the vision what he was trying to go through. But then he realized, if I run away, you are almost running away. He said, if it be that way, let it. But he said, oh, not my will. Because he saw you. He saw me. He said, if I run away, that one will go to the Lord. Remember, we were all scared for so that. We were all supposed to die. He was who was supposed to be there. He did it for you and me. Amen. For the man, he went to the cross for you and me, for our sins. Amen. For the man, and the man said, what did Calvary mean? Calvary sorted out the same question. That's mathematics, which the scientists failed to solve. Jesus came and solved it.
Amen. Who can that animal cause the devil?
once and for all. What's covering up? Remember, Moon was wondering. No way to come in the presence of God. No way to talk it over with God. The Holy of Holies was separated by the veil. Praise God, amen. And outside it was called the outer court. That's the temple of the Old Testament. And in the Holy of Holies, you found the Ark of the Covenant and the Shekinah glory shining there. And also the point of manna that was not rocky. Amen. You remember when the manna was fell in the Old Testament? If they keep it long, it would rot. But in them, it was not rotty. That's what you need, my friend. What you need, my sister, to be in the presence of God. Like when you're in the presence of God, you're not going to rock. You're not going to hear. That's more than the family girl. Or that sister was found drinking. We're not going to hear that. Amen. When you're in the presence of God, you're going to stay safe. You're going to stay clean. Going on. But there also, in the presence of God, was the rod of Aaron. The rod of your life can be true. Your business can be true. Complete it in the presence of God. When you produce leaves, and you produce fruit, and you even knew, okay, so this thing was taken from the tree of almond. It produced almond. When you come in the presence of God, we are going to see you're going to produce leaves, you're going to produce fruit, you're going to produce gifts, and we're going to know that you were taken from the tree of prophecy. You're going to know you were taken from the tree of speaking in tongues. Hallelujah! Oh, what you mean, my brother? What you mean, my sister, to come in the presence of God? In the presence of God. You said, preacher man, how do I get there? Thanks for the man. You can get in the spirit. Thanks for the man. By the way, you're not about to even go. Jesus said, amen. Where two or three are gathered in my name, they will hide in the heat. For Jesus is here, my brother. Jesus is here, my sister. Hallelujah. Thanks for the man. May you open your eyes. May you open your eyes so that you can see the glory of God. You can see the presence of God. There was in the temple. And he said, I saw the Lord. He said, I saw the Lord standing with the man in the queen of his glory, which feels beautiful. For we know that here, the queen of the glory of God is in his house. Where you're seated, you don't have to push. Like that woman who says, oh, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, she had to try and push away. But where you are, just right where you are, the queen of his glory is right here. You can touch the glory of God. You can say, Lord, may I receive the healing of God. You know, the woman, when she touched him, instantly she was healed. You can touch him in the bed. You can touch him in his feet. For the man. You can be healed. When they could enter into the Holy of Holies, only the once a year could enter there. There were rules. Don't just enter anywhere. When you enter, if they die behind the curtain, no one will know. So what they need to do is to fell on their feet. So that when he's walking around the ark, he will go, holy, holy, get them, holy, holy, then they'll know that he's alive. When it's quiet, then they know he's dead. That's why when we come in the house of God, the people say, the citizens were shouting one to another, They were saying, holy, holy, holy. That's what we're doing right now. I'm shouting to you. You're shouting to me. You're saying, hey, man, hey, to you. We are in the house of God. We are in the next room. He has said, holy, 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 holy. He's the Lord of all. Because no one will go into the room. So if they hear the quiet, they just pull him out. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. I get some of this ministry. We have to tie them up. But Mary saw that that is Jesus with empty feet. And she says, this is my chance. You may be in a service like this. Others don't care about what's going on. But you can care. You can care. You stay out the door and you down at his feet and cry. Wash it with my tears. Where are the demons of today? Who can cry with Jesus? And when she cried, you were right away. Oh, we can remove all the death from the feet of Jesus. He spoke those sweet words. Your sins, which are many, they are forgiven. Bring God in the He's able to do the same for anyone who comes in the presence of God with their repentance. Who came in the presence of God? His name was Jacob. His name meant the crook. He was the crook. You can be a crook. You can be a prostitute. You can be a thief. You can be a fighter. But when you get a hold of an angel, that will be better. I told them a question of each one day. Last time we came, I told them one day, when the preacher preached a sermon, he said, you know, whenever we come, the angel of the Lord comes. And most of us, we get hold of him. But the problem is we let him go before he changes our name. Oh, you can get a hold of the angel tonight. You can say, Lord, from this service, it must change the name. And it needs to be the same. He can hold it with the same name. Oh, hallelujah. He will change your name from a fighter to prophet. He will change your name from a thief to a preacher. From a doctor to a sister, he said, I'll change your name. Hallelujah. Just get the hold of the angel. Don't let him go. You know, when we preach like that in that service, I said, Lord, we need a thought. We need a thought. We need to build a church. And, you know, we were coming from the town, going to that church. And then we told the pastor to say, we're tired. It was like getting to 2 to 3 years, just traveling all the time. Going into another town, like the way we've driven, like from Coral Springs to here, every service. And you know, in Zambia, fuel is expensive, but things. So I told the pastor, we need a place. We need to start gathering in our town. He says, I'm not coming in your town unless you find a plot first. Because when I come there, I want permanence. So that day, it was now getting months since we went to the council to look for a plot. They were not giving us. So I said, Lord, I think today I'm going to get a hold of the angel. Because you are here and the preacher has preached. So I held the angel. I went and knelt down at the altar and says, I'm holding you today. I will not let you go until you give us a plot. I prayed and prayed. That was, we knocked off at 12 p.m. or so. I prayed and prayed. I think by 2 or 3 p.m. they wanted to clean the place. I just heard people come. They wanted to clean. So I rose from the altar. I told the angel, I'm going off the altar. I'm not leaving you here. Let's go. I went for him to sweep. And then I came back. I was moving back. I said, okay, now we are back. And then I knelt down there, praying and praying and praying. It was, I think, maybe 10 p.m. I got so tired. I said, okay, angel, I think I need to rest a bit. Come here. So we sat and sat. And I started dosing. I rested a bit. I said, I'm not letting you. Wait all night till the morning. Praise God. It was going afternoon until evening. Then the pastor came with a team to have prayers on Monday evening. Then they said, you didn't go home. He said, how can I go home when I don't, we don't have a court? I'm holding the angel. I'm not letting him go. And then he told me, oh, okay. I think God is just waiting for us to do that convention program. And when we do that, obviously, that will be the next thing. I said, Lord, if that is your word from your servant, what I want a sign. I want the council to call us and give us a plot without interviews. So that's how I went back home. You know, it was another town. So at work, I just texted them, sorry, write me some leave. I've got some important thing. I'm filling another cow. So now this evening, after that, I went back. 2 days, 3 days later, the council formed. Hallelujah. They said, are you people with delay you to get your blood? Just come and get without interview. You can do the same, my sister. You can do the same, my brother. You can do the hold of the angel.
Praise God.
You can say, this is a place. Yes, the angels have lips. Hey, what? You tell him, I'm going with you home. You have to go with me. And when you reach home, continue telling him what you want. You're going to see results. Praise God, amen. That's why we come in the presence of God. We don't come here to show our seats. They may be nice, yes, but come after 3 days to go. It's not necessary. Why we come here is to get a hold of the
presence.
Praise God, amen. That's why we come in the house of God. Oh, let it be. You say like that woman. Oh, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed. Praise God, amen. Whenever we come to the house of God, come with that attitude. Something is going to happen to you. You're not going to be the same. Praise God, amen. Hallelujah. My man. Hallelujah. Okay, I've done 17 minutes, so I still have a bit of time. So Jesus sorted out the thing question and has opened the way to the presence of God. That's what Calvary has done for us. There's no reason why sin should reign in your life. If sin is reigning in your life, you've just been lazy. The Bible says that woman mortify the deeds of the flesh. The things of the flesh. If you let them alive, they'll be alive. You know? It takes you to do something about it. I told you we're just repenting 90 days for repenting. My sister, I don't know if you're in the don't care. Any sleep not coming in front, I don't pay attention. I see demons almost paying. Come on, demons. Before that, when you see a sleep, you want to look clearly. And then you make a fumble. It's the most prayer consistently healing, putting steam under the knee. All the time he wants to rise and kill it. He did not only do that, he even added a bonus. Isaiah 53 says, he was wounded for our transgression. The chastisement of our peace was upon his head, but he had it upon his
head. Hallelujah.
Not only sin should reign in your life, but even sickness should reign in your life. Sickness, my soul.
Amen. Amen.
Demon of sin, you are judged right now. I command you to go. Whatever has been troubling you, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. There you hint, I give you good help because that is what is written. Say the Bible. Healing his children's bread. Hallelujah. Hearing his children's prayers. Hallelujah. You are able to partake of it. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Receive the good health. In Jesus' holy name. Praise God. Okay, so now let's turn the page now. Let's go to what are you going to do for Calvary? Because Calvary has done all this to you. It has done all this. All this. Amen. You who were scheduled to slaughter, today you are scheduled to heaven. There's an appointment waiting for you. You're going to fly away. One of these fine days. Where no sickness can enter, where no mosquito can enter. I tell you, last time when I came, I had a dream about heaven. I dreamed like that. And then I just woke up in another place and then I said, what am I? And then I looked through the wall. I could see through the wall. The wall was built with bricks that you can see through. They were like gold glass. And they were shiny. And when I could see through outside, I saw the leaves of the trees were also shiny. They were glowing like light. I was like, what place is this? And then I felt a feeling. I don't know how to explain it. It went. Do you know, like, the best example I can give you is if you have a blocked nose and then you open. And it wasn't stopping. And I'm feeling so good. I said, oh, I'm in heaven. This is the heaven. I've made it. And you know what happened next? I walked around. No, it's not happening. It's not happening. I walked and said, oh, if that's what heaven is, how do I do? I tell my sister to get there. It's a beautiful place. We're going there. We don't wonder. Why are we going there? Because of Calvary. And because of Calvary, we'll never be the same. So you need to do something for Calvary. You can't just sit there. You need to do something for praise God. But what are you going to do? Let's look at Romans. We read Romans. I'm just reciting it. He said, present your body as living. Praise God. The prophet says from the message. This one I want us to read. Heal ye him. 57:0105. The prophet said, for Jesus has no eyes tonight but mine and yours on earth. He has no hand but mine and yours. He has no voice but mine and yours. And he is the spirit in us, and we are the branches to bear. Has he energized it? Hallelujah. He has no eyes but mine and yours. He has no hands but mine and yours. He has no voice but mine and yours. He is the spirit in us, and we are the creatures. He energized us. You know, Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Right? So, how is he working? How is he building? He needs the hand to you. He needs feet to walk with. There's a lot of work of God that had to be done. And you are there doing nothing about it. He's saying, get your body as a living sacrifice. Me, I refuse this kind of Christianity of spectators, of people who just come in church and say, amen, amen, and they go home and live their own kind of life. You have a job to do. In how to eat. January to December, you don't miss breakfast, you don't miss lunch, you don't miss coffee, you eat everything. I call it dummy, all the way, January to December. You say, no, Rajaku, Rajaku is a man sent from God. Let me show you, let's read the code. Let's read the quote from the message, Church Order. Yes. It says, that's 58:10-07. Paragraph 12, I think. Well, let's begin, paragraph 12. Manifest themselves through the believer when the Holy Spirit comes in to take up the gift. I believe that the scripture teaches that gifts and callings are without repentance. That when we are born in this world, we are sent here for one purpose. Hallelujah. How many were born in this world? How many were born in this world? You never were born, you just dropped. So when you're born in this world, bring people. When you're born in this world, you are sent. So that means you say, William Brennan, a man sent from God. So that William Brennan will seek the face of God. For me, it's just to see and enjoy my life and enjoy my Mishima. That's what we eat in Zambia. The thick porridge. Me, I enjoy this. It's every one of us now, we are part of it. So this is a boy sent from God. This is a sister sent from God. So when we all know that we are sent, then we now know that we have a job. Hallelujah. Let's read it. It says, sent by one purpose, and that is of myself. Everything is broken, it's finished. Hallelujah. That is of myself. You came here for a purpose. That purpose is of God. Your job is to find out, Lord, what do you want me to do? You have a job, my brother. You have a job, my sister. You have to present. So each time you don't present yourself, your job is not being done. Praise God, amen. It says, that before we become adults, before we become adults, while we are yet children, the gift that we have of God is in us, then. And only the filling of the Holy Spirit puts these gifts into operation. So if it's not anything, maybe the issue is the Holy Ghost. That's why we are in the house of God. You have to receive the Holy Ghost. Come on, receive the Holy. There we can go, receive the Holy Ghost. I'll preach that a thousand times. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the The Spirit put the gifts into operation, but we have them in the beginning. Such as teachers, the preacher, apostles, Brother Jack, and prophets, Brother Brennan. He has an the gift of tongues. You have a job to speak in that. And the main spiritual gift according to Corinthians 12. You know what's in Corinthians 12?
Let's read Corinthians 12. Corinthians 12 10. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. God doesn't want people to be ignorant. But there's too much ignorance about gifts in the message. Why should people remain ignorant? Paul says, I don't want you to be ignorant. Concerning spiritual gifts.
Amen.
Then some crookedness that are happening. Such that the message line has been robbed of the knowledge of the gift. Through teaching. I don't know which group to think. Say, no, we don't need the gift. We don't need these things. Why would you say that? No, you know, so Pentecostal. You know, Mark 16 says, this time, the following thing, there's a spirit in you. You know, this time, that thing, therefore, Pentecostal. Show me which Pentecostal wrote Mark 16. Was it written in assemblies of God or Church of God? It was the Lord Jesus who spoke to the Christ. For your information, he died in time. Who the same for one example? You hear someone speaking down, someone in the prayer. Where has that gone in the message churches? You find message churches from January to December, from for 10 years, no one has ever spoken in tongues in the church. And the people are comfortable. We are in the message. Which message? Look at the William John. Look at the people. It is another thing. But the message that I know in being comfortable, people used to speak in tongues, people used to be expected, people used to operate. You know, when someone goes to the church, in the day when the room is around, when the brother is not around, people would still come to church, but the devil would talk down on them. But what have we done? We've thrown that away. Until when we come to church, a person says, I want to know the will of God over this matter. You, what is God saying? On the text. It's perfect. Show me that perfect. Let's go back to the quote. So he says, according to Corinthians 12, we started reading Corinthians 12. Okay, so we talked about the ignorance, and let's go. Don't take that away. I'm coming back there. You know that you were Gentiles coming away unto these damn idols, even as you were led. Oh, he's saying don't be ignorant of the gift, because it is possible for you Gentiles to become ignorant of the gift, because your own religion of idols, your idols were not talking back to you. But when you come to church, you will just do your song, your kneeling down, and maybe seven times. You finish your whole program. The thing you call it God never talk to you. And if you're in another town, it will never walk to where you are. But Paul is saying, no. This is not the way it is in Christianity. If you're going to come with that mentality, I call it idolatry in Christianity. Where you don't expect your God to come, but the God we worship is not an idol. This is a He said, but you come in this service and open your eyes and you can see the pillar of fire right here.
Yes.
He said, but to anoint someone and speak in tongues and will interpret tongues and open to you. Now, what heaven is saying. Hallelujah. He says, we believe that these gifts are in operation today and they should be in every local church. Please, start now. Hallelujah. We need to preach the message again in this world. I think I need to go around the whole world reminding them this. Hallelujah. Every local church. But what do we see in the message? Preachers are beating the gifts. Preachers are stopping the prophecies.
There is a scripture which says, quench not the spirit. Despise not prophecy. Is that Bible? People are guilty. At the end of the journey, people will answer for stopping the gifts. Praise God, amen. I like it when I say that because many of you are thinking of the preachers who are stopping the gifts and the ones who answer. But do you know that you yourself can stop your own gift? Amen. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord comes upon you and you feel the electricity. You say, I don't want this. And you hold it and you quench the Spirit. But the Bible says, quench not the Spirit. This is a church. If I speak in tongues here, one preacher says, when you speak in tongues here and there's no interpreter, I'll tell the deacons to take you out because those are demons. That's not what the Bible says. Paul says, if you speak in tongues, when we are together, it needs an interpretation. How do you believe it? Oh, God, I'm changing things. Yes, praise God, hallelujah. Yes, but when we come together, he says, when you speak in tongues, let the speaker interpret or pray that they interpret. If there is no interpreter, let the speaker keep silent. He didn't say they stop. They speak to themselves and God. So you have to reduce your volume. You go from rock of God. It's going on. That's what the Bible says. And for your information, for you to know that there is no interpretation, how are you going to know? You have to speak the first time. So this time is allowed. So you can speak the first time. When they come the second time, you just reduce the volume. You go on, my sister. You go on, my brother. Because you want to pray the third. There should be every local church. You should be one of me and tell people, you're into church? Now, just come here. The preacher has not come, so we'll just sing and go home. 1 month, 2 months, it's you who will complain. How come in the church there's no preacher? But then people do complain. How come in the church? No interpretation of that. They're okay. It's okay. It's not okay. That's not the message of the Lord. When you feel poor, he says, I shall restore. Oh, that is my portion. God, will not deny some people. He says, I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your young men shall see vision, and your daughters shall prophesy. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, I'll pour in yourselves, people. He says, I'll pour. Receive the Holy Ghost. 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 Receive it in the name of Jesus. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What it is able to do right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, you took him. Come to where two or three of the devil's men. He's there in the midst. What kind of fire is moving around? It's thanks, my sister. It's my brother. You can receive your blessing. You can receive your blessing. You can receive your touch. Receive Jesus. Receive your name for Jesus. The Spirit God is moving. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Send your words as a living sacrifice. Present it before the Lord. Remember the scripture says the sacrifice will be holy. You can see the healing of the Easter Jesus for you. Remember the healing of money to pay my child. When you are blind and the wound of pain, you can put your blind in the child. And the sacrifice was rejected. Sometimes your sacrifice is not accepted. You know, it is not holy. It is not clean. It is not good enough. It's not the wisdom of God, but the faith must be wisdom of God. You should give God enough time. Don't take it 1 minute. That's not wisdom of God. You should pray more. Let it be wisdom of God. But remember that sacrifice must be holy. Oh, Psalm 24 says, you shall ascend in the hill of the Lord. It's evil and clean. You know when you know that you and you can't pray at all to God, and you start ministering, you start singing in the church, you are putting sin on the people. The sacrifice must be holy. The sacrifice must be holy. Say, Lord, forgive my sins. Lord, wash me in the blood. Remember, when you cried at the feet of Jesus, you can cry at the feet of Jesus. And say, Lord, forgive me. And then when you are forgiven, you can give your hand, you can give your mouth, you say, Lord, use me. I give my devil, so you can use me. I give my devil,
It's all you can do.
We say yeah. And if oh, and we say yes, and we say yes, to say yes. Oh, my life is not my own. Oh, to you I belong. Oh, I give my faith, I give my faith to you. My life is not my own. To you. Oh, Yeah. It's just always an encouragement to me when the same family that the church is always doing. Inspiration behind that is I will restore sin of the Lord. And I mentioned to you all that just in the church, they're a part of the restoration.
Right.
And this is one church that actually believes in the gifts of the church. I just love the way the Lord uses our precious brother Jimmy. Now, he said something tonight that gave life to those that have gifts. And today I can read the scripture. And it says, now, you know, speak in tongues. And now, before you quench the spirit, you have to allow the tongue to go forth. And if anybody is there to interpret, then when the Holy Spirit comes back upon you, you just turn it back down. But we have been hindered standing the scripture. Holy Spirit comes, you know, if you would just release. Let it get it out of order. But when you release it, you don't know if somebody's there that has the gift in coming. And it hurt that, you know, somebody's ready to speak in tongues, and then they'll say, well, I was ready to give an interpretation, but I just held it. You quenching the spirit. Don't do that. Don't do it. This was restored. This end time message brought it all back. And we believe this with the Pentecostals. They do it because they don't know what they're doing. My God, but here we know exactly what we're standing. And this was what God brought back into the church. I'm so glad. God sent a brother all the way from Zambia. Amen. To share that with us tonight. How life-giving, how we should be freed in our spirit. Amen. Because the devil has bound us up for so many years. But I tell you what, now it's been loose. By an end time message. The Holy Brother Ram said the Holy Ghost has been bound by denominational thousands of years, but now it's been loose by the end times. My God, I'm looking for God to do some great things in you. I'm looking for God to do. I just felt tonight was a release. Amen. That was nothing but the Holy Ghost that has been in us. Nothing but the Holy Ghost. Oh, my. It's gonna happen. And the ones that have the gifts, they feel it all the time. Most of the time they feel the word. If there's an altar call that's going forth, we know we don't do things like that. But there was always a order to when it's gonna step back into the order. That's what getting back in step is all about. You know, get back into the step and get back into the order of what God, the way God wanted. Right? Preaching against the gifts. Let's encourage the gifts. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, my precious brother. Thank you.
Thank you,
but I'll bring it. When I go to sleep, I'm bringing you in. When I go back, go to work tomorrow, I'm bringing you in. You ain't leaving my side. And see, when you realize that as a believer, he was writing the scripture. Because in that Psalm 34, I believe, says the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them death. To have an angel. Glory to God. So if you fear God, there's an angel going with you. Wherever you go, there's an angel right there. Service. Whatever you need, you just ask God. Hallelujah, church. We live way beneath our purpose. Amen. Spiritual privilege, purpose. Amen. It's time to release the gifts. Release God. Let God. And he said that exactly there when at the end of the turn of the sermon there. What do we do now for Calvin? What do we do for Calvin? Sense. We allow the same spirit that was in the Lord Jesus Christ to dwell in us and to manifest himself through us. Amen. It's all about you, the church. It's all about appreciate this tonight. It's good. This will be a nice turning point for us. We'll go back to this night. Let me just give you quickly, amen, some announcements, and we'll prepare to dismiss you tonight. Praise God. That testimony about receiving a plot of land. He says something about after they did a meeting. He said the pastor told them they had to do a meeting in a certain town. And it was after they did the meeting, there was supposed to be a release. I don't know if y'all caught me. But what is fear and truth hosting in his oneness? God don't send nobody who's doing the same thing. It's just a sad act. I hope you catch what the Holy Ghost is trying to say to you. Your expectations are wrong. I'm gonna take a step of faith. Y'all want me to take a step of faith? Now, I've been listening to this tape, you know, Don't Cry, Speak. And I'm gonna speak. Brother Jimmy, next time you come preach for us, you'll be preaching for us in our church. Praise God. Tell you what, it'll be a night we won't forget. Amen. But I would say the words was in the line of this speech. And haven't I already showed you that I've been with you, and I want you to just take it. Yes. That's what I'm saying. You go back and listen to it. I've been listening to it over and over again. But we have to realize that God has given us a certain amount of authority as believers. And when we know that we're doing things according to his will, then we just got to act the devils up. Praise God. Amen. I'm releasing the angel to go make things happen. Praise God. Look, you got to work on. Things you make it happen. Things I can't do, you do. It's the angel to make it happen. Thank you, Jesus. Sunday morning, we'll be here. Prayer starts at 9 to 10, and Sunday school starts at 10:30. We'll begin Sunday school from 9:30 to 10. Of youth and young adults, the ages are there. The streaming continues through Twitter, Facebook, and church website. John Saturday, April 20th, 12 to 3, ages 5 and up. The young people will be going to the front depot there. If you have not, always repeat, make sure you do so with Luke Jackson and back down. It's coming. We have a communion service that's going to be coming on Wednesday, May 8th at 7:30 p.m. So keep that in mind. Wednesday, May 8th, we'll have a communion service too. Couple other big things. Jesus Christ Tabernacle, they have a youth and family camp in Batesburg, South Carolina from 6 to 9. And they have a website where you can go and register for that, www.jctcamp.com. And the registration ends on late nights. Keep that in mind. Also, we'll be hosting a youth banquet dinner for the night of worship. seven p.m. to 11 p.m. is at the Riviera Beach Marina. And where it will take place, Riviera Beach, Marina, Riviera Beach, Florida. I will say the best way to get it. I mean, they have a link to, so you can find out with the registration. But that's the website, or if you just download our church app. With the church app, you just touch it and it will take you there and allow you to go to it. The church app is Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. So you look for that app in the store, Google Store or App Store, Apple Store, you'll find it, and then you can just go there. I know that people have already started registering and so priests that we're seeing a lot of overseas, and even some here locally. But we want to encourage all the young people who want to be there, make sure you register. There is a limited number of seats. We can't serve everybody, but if you want to be a part of it, go to the site there, go to the app, register for the banquet. Night of worship is going to happen with the Message Believers. And it's going to happen from 4 at 6 p.m. It's going to happen at Palm Beach Gardens Community High School. We'll be using the auditorium there at Palm Beach Gardens Community High School. And so everyone's invited to participate, or at least kind of be a part of that. We're also planning to be talking with, I have talked with some of the pastors already, but I'll be talking to others. We're trying to get the South Florida Choir so together this evening. We'll do a couple songs there at the night of worship. The South Florida Choir will also do so. Just getting in touch with the pastors, let them know what we're trying to do, and we'll start having some verses as well for the South Florida Choir. Praise the Lord. All right, our giving is multiple ways. We have those online, Zelle or PayPal. We use Cash App as $SpiritualPT. You use Zelle or PayPal, and you use the email address at downfloor2.org. So those that are in the house of the Lord and would like to give an offering, we have a box on the back table that you can use as you're exiting. You can be a giver there. Praise the Lord. Amen. Dismissed, but we just want to thank the Lord for it. Brother Jimmy. Amen. Coming by this people this ordained of this said Brother Gene, another thanks for sending our way. And so we thank Brother Dave and Sister Hannah for bringing him. Good to see the saints from Warrington. Brother Desalon, God bless you. Good to see you. But we just thank for the saints that were probably watched over. Oh, yeah, God, give us this one. I say sometimes we have a service like this, and it may be unannounced, but that's the time that God is actually dropping something on purpose. Something on purpose tonight. Amen. God is good. Let's have one prayer. We are just overwhelmed. We're blessed to be able to hear God. You just speak to our hearts the way you spoke to us. Father, I just believe God. Spiritually, people are set free by the word that is spoken, clarity, all the word. We knew that that the gifts were restored. It was part of the restoration process. Brother Branham said that there were 4 death messengers that took life out. But in that briar tree, there was 4 life messengers that brought it in. And one of the life messengers restored the gifts of the Spirit. It came back through what happened at Azusa Street. But now they went off into the denomination, and that's why the Spirit was quenched. But yet, you brought a restoration back into the body of Christ. And Lord, all we need to do is just apply it properly according to the word, and you're free to do exactly what you want to do in our midst. So thank you for allowing your servant to come, Lord, to speak so much to our hearts. This is We realize what Calvary has done for us, but now what do we need to do for Calvary? And then simply yielding ourselves and allow you to carry on your ministry through. So Father, we just pray, Lord, that you would help us, Lord, to meditate on as we heard tonight. We know the scripture promises that the angels will return. Let's go within it. And let us, Lord, just begin to, Lord, just stake our claim. Bless Brother Jimmy. God, thank you. Bless his ministry, his family, and everything back home. Lord, all the other churches that he'll be ministering at while he's here, use him, Father, in a special way. May the Spirit of God just be pleased with all things that are done. Bless the saints that have come from Boynton Park, especially bless Brother Dave and Sister Hannah for hosting the preacher and just carrying the Lord wherever he needs to go. Bless him. Pray. We ask you to keep us all to be able to meet together again. So in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Service of the that one, but we didn't try to do the county so we can go back into some fellowship amongst Amen in the South Florida churches. So you'll be hearing more about that in the future. God bless you. We'll have the brothers come at this time to dismiss, and let's get back here so you can speak.
Thank you.